Hi, Newstalk's Ciara Kelly here. Summer always feels like a fresh start, and for a lot of us, that fresh start begins at home. Ideas start bubbling away. Maybe it's a new bathroom, a new kitchen, or a bigger renovation. But this is the moment when it all really starts to take shape. If you're thinking ahead, Tile Style is the place to begin. Tile Style has an incredible range of tiles, flooring, and finishes, and they make the planning side far easier too. Their team can help you visualize your space with customized virtual designs for kitchens and bathrooms so you can feel confident about your choices long before any work begins. And it's a great time to start planning because the Tile Style Summer Sale is now on with 40% off all tiles in stock and incredible reductions on wood flooring, bathrooms and fitted kitchens too. It's a brilliant opportunity to get inspired, make decisions early and take advantage of real savings while you're at it.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Fun fact about your president. In her youth, she was mad into cigars, so much so that she had to make a conscious decision to give them up so she could concentrate on running. Is cigar smoking still much of a thing in Ireland? Barry Joyce would say yes, but he is the managing director of the Decent Cigar Emporium in Dublin. Good afternoon, Barry.
Sean, how are you? Great to be here.
What kinds of cigars are viewed as being like your top-end cigars, as opposed to, I suppose, Hamlet and the ones people might be familiar with?
Sure. Well, anything like Hamlet that maybe our president might have smoked would be machine-finished. It would have additives. It would have some chemicals in there. There'll be certain things to make you somewhat addicted to them, so we don't stock them. All we stock is long-filler premium hand-roll cigars. So cigars can really vary across the board. Like this box that I'm holding here, This is the Arturo Fuente. This is the 20th anniversary edition Opus X. Very rare tobacco. A single cigar for them would retail in store about €65.
Whoa!
Now, we've also had boxes go at auction for about €90,000, depending on what they are.
Right.
So you can go back, you know, decades. It depends on, you know, the Vitola, the special edition. A certain blend might be quite sought after that collectors are looking for. So it really does vary right across the board.
Yeah, but would you have people coming into you who like smoke, I don't know, 20 a week or 10 a day or that kind of thing?
Cigars? No.
Yeah.
Cigars aren't like cigarettes or anything like that, any cafe cremes or anything like that. Cigars are to be enjoyed occasionally. Socially, in a social setting. So we'll get a lot of people that will come in maybe on a Thursday evening and they're going to meet up with friends that they haven't seen on a Friday or Saturday evening and they just want to sit down, enjoy a nice premium hand-roll cigar, a nice premium drink, maybe a nice cocktail, a nice wine. And that's what cigars are. They're a social thing. It's not to be consumed one after the other.
Yeah.
That's not what cigars are. And you wouldn't be able to do that with cigars anyway.
You'd make yourself sick.
Yeah, exactly. So everything in moderation. But yeah, anything like that that you smoke one after the other, they're really are the bad stuff.
Yeah. And cigars, are they, you know, because one thinks of the big fat ones.
Yeah.
Do they come in different kind of thicknesses now?
They do.
Oh, no, so, there is some big fat one you have there.
Years,
yeah.
Cigars have evolved.
Yeah.
The cigars I'm handing you, that's the Oliva Milano Maduro.
What torpedo. Country is that from?
So that's actually from Nicaragua, Esteli. It's more coffee notes, it's more mocha notes. Mm. So the blenders who make these cigars are very experienced that they will go off what the company want them to blend. And they're like chefs. They will literally go and source the ingredients and they will blend a cigar to the specifications that they've asked for. So if they want them, in this case, this would be a medium strength with a little mocha finish, a very gentle spice. These are great with a coffee, with an espresso, something full-bodied, maybe a Malbec, maybe a nice Primitivo, something like that. Yeah. That's the cigar that I handed you. That one details about 65. They're beautiful, very rare tobaccos as well.
Yeah.
And you can see the shapes of these cigars.
Yeah.
If you remember old cartoons when the characters used to have shapes of cigars, they're all Figurado styles in with a shape. That's the way they used to roll cigars back in the day. They've changed slightly to suit the American palate and they've kind of changed sizes. Now, this is the cigar for the Cigar Smoking World Championship by Oliva.
Right.
So this is the one in question that all the competitors will be smoking at the event.
Does Cuba still make a lot of cigars? And
they
is it possible to get them?
They do. I mean, Cuba's heyday was really the 1990s and the late noughties. They were producing some of the best cigars out there. Unfortunately, they've had a lot of issues. It's not just recently what's been going on, but this, we've seen this writing on the wall since 2017. There was shortages where hurricanes. This has affected the seeds to actually get out of the ground.
Oh.
When they replanted then, a hurricane came in, wiped out their seeds again, so they didn't have wrappers to wrap their cigars in. They've also have obviously political issues with getting supplies into the country. Like, they don't actually produce their boxes in Cuba. They're made in Spain. And they had an issue, particularly with a certain president, with whoever comes into the country, logistically, you're not coming into the US. So they've really had challenges. And we were down there in 2023 in Havana for the Cigar Festival. And the Cuban people are honestly one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. They will do anything for you. And I really hope that the country finds its feet, because it's a beautiful place, very rich in culture and heritage. But now what we're seeing is Nicaragua are really up and coming. They have been for the last few years. They're probably producing the most amount of cigars. And we also deal with Dominican Republic, Honduras and Peru.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So you did mention the World Championships.
Mm.
What happens at the World Championships? What are people competing to do?
Yeah, so the CSWC, the Cigar Smoking World Championships, we hosted the first Irish qualifier in Ireland last year. The event itself has been going on for nearly 15 years. The CEO and founder, Marko Bilic, he's from Croatia, lovely guy, very passionate guy about cigars. He loves Formula One and he wanted to create something for cigars, and he came up with actually the slowest race on earth, which is the Cigar Smoking World Championship. So the idea would be the cigar that you see there, you have 1 minute to cut the cigar, then you have another minute to light it with two matches. And if you don't get the cigar lit in that time, you're disqualified.
I assume that sounds more difficult than you just described
it
there, because people listen,
I
think.
And genuinely, you know, I had to go over to Dubrovnik for the final about 2 years ago just to see what all this was before we hosted the event. I wasn't sure if it was a bit of a piss take or if it was just something, a few bunch of lads in a room. No, this is deadly serious. This is red carpet. This is like black tie. Paparazzi cameras. It's crazy. It's honestly the best cigar event I've ever been to in the world.
Okay.
It's fantastic.
So there's an Irish qualifier on the 10th of June.
Yes.
In the Dillon Hotel in Dublin.
Absolutely.
And can people still enter that if
they
wish?
There is still a few tickets. There's not a lot of tickets left for competitors, but there is spectators tickets still there. And the winner then will go on to represent Ireland in the final in Dubrovnik later in the year in August. It's a spectacular event. Any cigar enthusiastic, anyone in the community would love it.
Yeah. Barry, thanks so much for coming in to talk to us. That was Barry Joyce there, Managing Director of the Decent Cigar Emporium.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.